Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye. Feral Audio.
Hi, it's Lumber Party. I'm Allie. No, that's Allie. I'm Georgia.
Oh, is that the first time that's happened?
No.
Who? I forget these days. Who's who?
This is Allie. This is Georgia.
And this is Slumber Party.
Hey.
This is a podcast where we pretend it's a slumber party. We're actually in pajamas right now.
We really are.
I'm on my floor.
We always start with one thing we learned this week. I really like mine this week, but you go first.
No, I want to hear yours.
Okay. Have you heard of something called the breast crawl?
Gross.
I know. I am fascinated. No. I was talking to a pregnant human the other day, and okay. She told me about this thing, and I, in the middle of the conversation, was like, I got to write this down. Like, I have to tell Allie about this. It's fascinating.
Can I guess what it is?
Yes.
I guess when your boobs are engorged, it feels like there's bugs crawling on them.
Ew, no!
I don't know what a breast crawl is.
It's actually fucking fascinating. So, when a baby is first born, they place the baby on the mother's chest.
Okay.
The baby has just enough... crawling capability and can sense its mother's hormones coming from its, or like smell coming from its, her nipples, that the baby can crawl, move itself and crawl just enough and wiggle itself to the nipple, finds the nipple on its own. Okay. This baby's not even 10 minutes old yet. And is able, there's videos on online. It's amazing.
Okay.
Finds the nipple, fucking knows how to like, that this is the nipple. This is what I'm going for. This is, I can put it in its mouth itself.
How many times have we said nipple so far on this
nipple
episode?
Oh,
okay.
How
so
crazy
that's,
is that? There's the
it
videos,
is crazy.
It's the fascinating, like a baby will fucking like worm itself over and is like, This is the like life sustenance that I need with my.
You know what the problem with the story is that I've recently watched a video of a kangaroo in a sack, in a pouch.
Yeah.
Looking for, so I'm picturing a baby human, like a tiny, like a gummy bear sized kangaroo, just like all pink and wormy and blind and being like. Bleh, bleh,
bleh, bleh. It is. I mean, you know, I'm obsessed with like pregnancy and birth and all this stuff.
Yeah. You can't wait to be pregnant, which I'm like,
I'm just
what?
Fascinated. I think it's a fucking incredible thing. And so
the metamorphosis.
When I found this out, it was like even more.
So,
crazy.
But in general, though, the wonder of it is that, like, the baby can't do shit else other than find a nipple.
Just that it knows to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, you know what? There were babies that didn't know how to do that. You know what happened? They died.
Well,
it's
no.
It's evolution.
Usually they just put the baby on the nipple, you
right.
know, and they're like, here, drink. And But it actually, ugh. It's their first experience of learning something.
Oh.
And so it's actually really good to let them do the crawl. The breast
oh, to
crawl.
Like they're like it's like an Easter egg hunt. They're like find the nipple,
and both the mom and the baby are having surges of oxytocin because that
right.
happens right after birth, and so it just and it helps the placenta come out. Clearly, that's gross. I'm fascinated.
Did you go down a wormhole vagina hole?
I watched a couple of videos.
Oh,
it's crazy.
I'm not. I can't watch birth videos.
Oh, I fucking love. We'll talk
gross.
About this on the podcast.
Gross.
Okay, what did
gross.
You?
I can't watch
we'll
surgery.
We'll talk about that with our guests.
I can't even look at fake blood. In like horror movies, so like watching a real live like perineum tear,
love
or
it.
Like a YouTube
yeah.
one, like hell no, I'm gonna opt out
okay.
of that.
What did you learn? We'll talk. I'm sure our guest has something to say about.
Okay,
this.
I learned two things. Quick one.
Yeah.
LL Cool J stands for Ladies Love Cool,
cool James.
James.
You didn't know that?
No, this was news to me. I thought his name was like I don't know Lester Lawrence. James
yeah.
and he was like I'll throw cool in there. I had no nope. idea that he just straight up pulled that from his
ladies
butt.
Love cool James.
But the main thing I learned is there's something called the okay think of a human being right
okay.
they have whites in their eyes right
yeah
think of any other animal whites in their eyes not really right
no
So why do human beings have whites of
that
their eye?
That is a great question. I can't
can
wait
you,
to...
Can you think of anything?
Just to bounce off the light and distract from the light.
Right? Okay. To look for nipples.
Right.
Just be constantly scanning the horizon for a nipple until death. No, it's as social animals, the whites of the eyes direct you. So you're looking at me, right? Uh-huh. What am I looking at?
You're looking at the ceiling.
Right. Okay. So, but without turning my head, you know that. Other animals without whites of their eyes, you can't tell what where their focus is.
Wow.
But human beings are so cooperative that it behooves us to be able to communicate what to look at and what to look out for and how to find
food.
And they're
specifically looking at you. You can tell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Even though it's a little bit dangerous because a predator can see the whites of your eyes.
Right.
But it helps human beings to communicate. And we're such a cooperative species. It's called the cooperative eye hypothesis. It's the hypothesis of why we have whites of the eyes. And dogs also can follow our eye movement.
Yeah.
But yeah, other primates need the direction of the head to see where you're looking.
Amazing.
Crazy?
Amazing.
I
life
know.
Is incredible.
And also, the other hypothesis is like, of whites of your eyes is like, if you have shitty whites of your eyes, like they're egg yolk colored or they're just like,
you're sick.
Yeah, it's like, don't fuck that one. Literally,
go
like,
to the doctor.
That one's got jaundice.
Don't
move on.
Breed with that one and let them have a breast crawl, baby.
Oh, a breast crawl also sounds like a bachelor party. A little bit.
I have a question.
Okay.
Who's our guest?
Oh, this is what I learned. Our guest is named Allison Rosen.
She's a podcaster. Allison Rosen is your new best friend, and she's a badass writer, an awesome human being, and we're really stoked to have
her.
We've
had so many people tweeted us being like, can you get her on the podcast?
Whenever we're like, who's your dream guest? It's like,
I know.
Allison.
We're so excited.
And here you are.
I'm so excited to be here. That is super flattering to hear that people have been asking for me to be here.
It's
I
true.
Already love you guys.
Thank you.
Allie and Georgia.
Yeah.
But Allie and I kind of have the same name, except you're not an Allison, are
I
you?
I totally am.
You are. Okay.
You have two L's or one?
I have one.
Me too.
And I have an I.
Yes.
So our only difference, aside from the fact that we're two different human beings,
that's
but I mean,
different.
Our only difference name-wise is that when I'm Allie, it's just A-L-I.
Mine, but, do you want to know a secret?
Yes.
Mine was too.
Why'd you throw the E in?
Because when I was 28, and you were a journalist.
Yes.
I was a journalist also. There was another Allie Ward, and she wrote about horticulture in Britain.
Oh.
And I had to toss the E on my name, so my parents still spell it A-L-I.
Bitch.
I know. I had to SEO opt. I had to search engine optimization myself.
Wow.
How fake is that? I feel like I have a secret boob job or something.
But in my mind, having only known you as A-L-I-E, you're not. That's who you are. That's you and you alone. And if I ever met anyone else with A-L-I-E, I'd be like, what the shit?
No, it's weird. When my sister will like write an email and say, look, Allie's coming up for Thanksgiving and there's an E on it. I'm like, but you don't need to do that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know A-L-I. I don't know who that person
yeah,
is.
Yeah. You didn't know me in that period. I feel like a faker anyway. But A-L-I, that was me too.
Yeah. It's sort of like people have their public and their private Facebooks. You have your public and your private name,
mm-hmm.
except your sister's using your public name. And then Georgia, you're from Orange County, right?
Yeah.
I'm from Orange
yes,
County.
I saw that.
Where in Orange County are you from?
Irvine.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Corona Del Mar. And then I went to college in Claremont, which is not in Orange County. And then I came back and lived in Costa Mesa.
Yeah. Costa Mesa's cool.
Did you go to University High School?
No, I went to Woodbridge.
Woodbridge?
Are
That's
you guys
crazy.
Equally ashamed of Orange County, or do you?
I am.
George? Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, oh yeah, I was, and also I hated growing up there. I hated it while I was growing up. Yeah. Is it because we have dark hair? Do you have naturally dark hair?
It's just brown.
Okay. I guess there's other people with dark hair in Irvine, but
are you Jewish?
Yes.
That's the problem. I am too. There were no Jews and we...
That's the problem.
Well,
it's got under her hood and
sorry,
you're like, you've got a Jewish...
Hitler youth there.
Yeah.
Not as much in Irvine,
I did
but,
hang out with skinheads in Costa Mesa.
Really?
Yeah.
I accidentally dated a skinhead when I was living in Costa Mesa.
Oh my God, what if it's the same person?
Did his name start with a J?
No.
For Jadolf? But I used to play in a band, and we used to play at this club called Club Mesa, but it was
yes, I remember that
Club Nazi was apparently what it was known as like 10 or 15 years before.
What
was
band punk were
club.
You in?
It was called the Angoras. It was girl punk, but we had a guy drummer.
I remember what was the store where now Triangle Square is, which is the worst fucking blight on humanity. Across the street, there was this like Riot Girl store.
Oh, I don't know. But I used to live across from, it was like Dr. Freecloud's Mixing Lab.
Oh my God, I dated a DJ and I used to have to go there with them all the time.
Oh, wait a second, you guys. Why did you not go to each other's bat mitzvahs?
I don't know.
Why did that not happen?
We could have been our Jewish friends.
Wait,
seriously.
Did you, just one more second for the listeners who are like, I don't care.
This is so boring.
I'm not also from there.
This is fascinating for two people. And they're sitting.
I'm following
Allie's
this. I'm following this.
I wonder if we hung out at the same bars.
Probably.
Wait, who's this DJ? Would I know who he is?
Do you want me to do some like hold music over this?
No. Ooh, we'll
okay.
All right. Did you go to Coos Cafe?
Yes, we used to play at Coos Cafe sometimes.
I've probably been to one of your shows.
Okay.
Crazy.
Well, this is crazy. So I have a comment about the breast crawl.
Okay.
Here's what I want to know. From how far away can the baby do this? Like, can you challenge him by putting him across the room?
Be like, seriously,
find your mom.
You're like, this kid's like, getting into Harvard.
This is
early admission.
A horror movie. The whole thing is like 2 hours long, and it's in a horror movie
for babies. A horror movie.
Right.
I just keep picturing a tiny baby kangaroo looking for my nipple, and my nipple's bigger than the kangaroo.
Picture a really
cute
awkward
worm.
Picture an adorable worm.
That just sounds like so much larva.
That smells like amniotic fluid.
It's not cute.
No, I know. They put it on the chest, on the person's chest. The
I'm sure it's cute as hell when it just came out of you and it's like,
it's a little creepy. And it's guppying its mouth the whole time.
Guppying?
Like,
right, because it was in water
looking
before.
For nipple. Like looking to, like all it is thinking about is mouthing a nipple.
Oh boy.
Like you on a Friday night, Dustin.
what did you learn this week?
Well, Allison, now that we're
I know,
sorry,
you guys,
halfway
no, it's
through.
Fine. You guys have such super good facts that are interesting to other people. Mine was just something interesting to me. I realized I cannot whistle.
Oh.
And this is the kind of thing that I would think I would know because I'm very proud of the fact that I can like raise both eyebrows separately. I spent an entire painful evening in college teaching myself to burp because I'm like, I cannot walk this earth without knowing how to do that. It's a parlor trick almost.
I didn't know it was something you can teach yourself.
How to burp? If you spend long enough, you can.
I did teach myself the one eyebrow lift.
Yeah.
Like an hour in front of the mirror. But I didn't know you could do that.
Not both. Mm-hmm. She's got both down.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can make my eyes shake like I'm possessed.
Oh, that's true. It's creepy.
Really?
I taught myself how to do that.
I think I kind of need to see that.
Yeah. Here, do you want to see it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, listeners, get out of this.
We have to put a video of this on YouTube.
Oh my God.
They
how
like,
do you do that?
They like vibrate. It's like they're vibrating.
Yeah. How do you do that? Is it just like tensing your...
I did the same thing. I went on lockdown. My dad could do it and I was like, I'm going to figure this shit out. So I think everyone at some point in their weird, sad youth must lock themselves in a room and be like, I'm going to teach myself to do something gross and biological.
Right. But yeah. Super fun. Well, so anyway, my husband is... He can whistle any old tune. He's super
whistle.
Good at it. You can't?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I never realized I couldn't. Maybe it was better that way because I didn't hold myself back. But then I realized a lot of people can whistle songs. And when I whistle, this is what it sounds like.
Yep.
So because I can make a sound.
Yeah.
I always thought I'm whistling. And he's like, you're really not whistling very well.
I get bummed out when people are really good whistlers and everyone's like, let me teach you. And it's like, my mouth is not the right shape.
That's what I think's going on
with
mine.
My teeth are too big. It's not going to fucking happen at this. Can you whistle, Allie?
You just need a guppy.
Can you whistle?
Yeah.
That's pretty legit.
I don't know.
Pretty good.
That's a good
like a bird.
Legit.
But who has ever been... Well, who's ever been called on to do that? No one's ever like, Allie, can you do me a huge favor? Can you grab the mustard and whistle me a tune? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but it would be nice to like, you know, like and you're in a store with a friend or someone and you're like trying to find each other and you have a whistle.
Here's what I think about this. Fuck tune whistling. Because for the most part, I'm sure your husband, Daniel, is very good at it. For the most part, that's like usually people are like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's like a Mayberry thing where you're like, I don't need that in my life right now.
Right. No one needs extra whistling.
The only person enjoying the whistling is the person whistling.
Whistling,
so
right.
So fuck you. That's like
Fair.
Farting. It's
Fair.
Like that person loves that they're farting, but nobody else does.
I do love when I fart.
Exactly.
I can't stop laughing.
Right? But does anyone else enjoy it when you fart that much?
Probably not.
Okay. But the other thing
probably
is,
not, but I'm
probably
not sure.
Yeah. You need to do a SurveyMonkey poll and figure out. But
who likes my farting?
Exactly. What percentage of other Americans?
There's got to be like
but
at least 2%.
The kind of whistle though that where you put your fingers in your mouth.
Oh yeah.
And you attract the attention of like a cop if you need one.
Or a
like
cab.
That's what you got to get good at.
I would love to be able to do
me
that.
Me too. It's very masculine and it pisses me off that I can't do it because I don't like that.
Let's watch some videos and figure out how to do that.
Okay.
I think learning that as a life skill is mm-hmm. better than being a songbird.
I think you're right.
Right?
Yeah. I was actually just, you know, Jeff Fox, who produces my podcast, who I guess he was talking with you at
I met him at the Dead Milkman show.
Yes. He used to be a roadie for the Dead Milkman.
Shut up.
He and I were talking about this whistling thing. because it's been on my mind.
Yeah.
And then he brought up how cool it would be to be able to do the two finger whistle. And he said that he tried to teach himself, but he couldn't.
I think some people's mouths are just not.
Let's look into this.
Okay.
Yeah. George and I are.
We'll make a pact that we all learn to mouth, to finger whistle.
And we're going on a long trip. In a couple of days, why don't we just practice on the airplane?
I'm sure our neighbors on the airplane would have no problem with that.
We have 5 hours in the flight to
learn a baby, too, while we're at it.
By the end, I think you'll learn.
I think so, too, that we're kicked off the airplane. Let's ask her a slumber party question. Allison, you want a slumber party question?
Yes, please.
Okay. Should we just get it out of the way? I think we should do...
Your favorite.
I was going to say the story.
Ghost story.
No, I didn't hear you.
I don't know.
No, let's save it. Let's save
okay,
it.
Okay. Let's do Midnight Snack.
Okay. You're alone at home.
Okay.
No one there to judge you. Like, you're going to watch your favorite show. What's your favorite show? What's your favorite guilty pleasure show?
Let's see. Ooh, guilty pleasure.
Or what have you been, like, binge watching lately?
Lately, I've been... Well, it's kind of something I love, so I sort of want to save it.
No. Binge watching is cool.
Actually, I've been watching Gilmore Girls a lot.
Okay.
But I was super strong when I got into it, which was... this year. I didn't watch it originally. In fact, I used to watch my sister. My younger sister was super into it. And I thought, I don't, these people talk too loud.
Yeah.
They live in Banterville.
They're
can't
not real
it. Right.
People.
But now that it's on Netflix, I have been getting into it, except now I'm sort of, it's losing me a little in the second season, but I'm trying to power through because I need to see what happens.
Okay. Say you're about to watch an episode of Gilmore Girls. You're like, I want a midnight snack. Like my guilty pleasure snack. No one's home to tell me how weird this is snack.
Yeah.
Or like a thing you've been snacking on lately.
Okay. Or even if you've had cat a day and you're like, I'm going to fucking go to the store and I'm going to buy this.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat it later. It's going to be the best.
Do you know what I just did that with?
What?
I love one of those like home run pies.
What?
You know those pies that come in like the crinkly paper?
Yes.
At the grocery store? Oh, I have a thing like once every 5 years.
I didn't know they made those still.
Cherry, yeah.
Shut up.
They fucking make those still. They're like 99 cents. They taste like lard.
I was going to say the inside is like made out of like a liquid plastic, right?
It's liquid plastic. Outside is like the crust is like lard.
Ugh.
And it's so good.
I thought that those had been banned in America.
No, you can still get those.
God damn.
That's
good
mine
job.
Lately. Thank you.
So that's your minute. What about you, Allison?
There's a lot of answers coming to my head.
Okay.
But if I, something I used to do when I lived in New York is I'm like, I'm going to make a night of it. And I would go to the store and I would buy a couple cans of fat-free Ready Whip and just eat them plain.
Yeah.
Allie and Allison living their lives.
You know how many calories are in one can? Not that many, like 185.
You have to do like 15 times 20. It's like 15 calories per serving. And you're like, all right, how many? Just say what the can is.
I know.
Come on.
That's me with all that kind of stuff. But if it was... Now, do calories not count in this?
Anything you want.
Okay.
No. Like you could resort to cannibalism in this fantasy if you wanted to, because there's just nothing's off limits.
Sure.
Well, I think this is a kind of a boring answer, but I think my ultimate like comfort food snack, but thing that I don't ever have in the house would be cereal. It would be like from my childhood, like a bowl of cornflakes with a ton of sugar poured on top and bananas and maybe some raisins and like whole fat milk.
I love it.
But I haven't had that in 1,000,000,000 years. But I tend to eat weird mixtures of disgusting items that are all quote unquote diet food. So like something I would do, and it's gross. I would pour a bunch of Truvia in a cup and then I would like douse the hell out of it with, I can't believe it's not butter. And then I would squeeze.
Why did you fucking lead with this?
Sugar-free maple syrup on it, which is kind of disgusting, but it's maple-esque. And then I would pour some almond milk in it and then I would eat it plain.
Would you drink that?
No, I'd eat it with a spoon.
Because it's kind of like cookie dough. Is there something cookie dough? Or you know when butter and sugar combine?
It's super sweet. Yes, that's
like
that's frosting.
The nascent stages of when you're making when you're making cookies, and it's the sugar and the butter and the eggs, and it's totally going to give you like salmonella, but that it's still crunchy. The sugar's still crunchy and it's buttery. Mm. I had a low once where I put in my palm a packet of Splenda, and then I sprayed, I can't believe it's not butter, into
you
it. I licked it off
my
hands.
I've done that.
This is, I've never heard, those are both two things I have never had in my house, yet alone probably in my mouth. And you guys
have both done that?
Here's where it comes from. It comes, I think, from calorie restriction.
Yes.
I used to count calories. And I don't anymore. And since I stopped counting calories, like that kind of that kind of stuff is a behavior that has disappeared, because I'm not like, it's not like a freebie. Like, this is kind of a freebie.
Yeah.
I would just now eat like half of a cookie and be like, all right, well, I had the cookie.
Yeah,
but
right.
There's something, but I have done, I have made some combinations, and it's Truvia is like the new Splenda, because it's, because it has like a stevia in it, and it's not like supposed to give you cancer or whatever.
And it's kind of crunchy too. So it's sugar-esque.
I know. Yeah. But I've done that. I have licked it off my palm.
I've eaten a whole jar of salsa with I Can't Believe It's Not Butter sprayed on it.
What did you eat it with, though?
A spoon.
Oh, my God. I love
No, it does. You're right. It comes from calorie restriction. It comes from, like, I'm trying not to eat anything with calories in it. Well, this is...
Improvisation.
Yeah. And it also comes from... I mean, that was, I think, when I was living alone, and I would always just not have a lot of food, have real food in the house.
Yeah, so it's almost like you're like a MacGyver. You're a snack MacGyver. Because you're like, what can I make
to outsmart your body?
Yeah. You're like, what can I make that is not ideal, but it exists as a remedy?
And that won't make me cry myself to sleep for having done that.
But you know what? Have you ever had like low sugar maple syrup? And because you cry yourself to sleep on the toilet. That wreck
really
you. If there's a maltitol or a sorbitol.
Yes, I can instantly feel. Oh, it's I can feel the effects.
Horrifying.
What was Ellie? What was the white fish that gives you diarrhea?
Escalar.
And what is it called sometimes?
Isn't it butterfish?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
I fell in love with that particular fish because I had it at a sushi restaurant.
No.
And I was like, this is so good. Like, what is this? I think it was called butterfish on the menu, if I remember
correctly. Which sounds delicious.
And then I looked it up, and I saw that in certain people, but not me, but in certain people, it does have, this fish has a laxative
insane
effect.
Insane laxative effect.
Holy shit.
I actually was talking to a guy, a friend of mine, the other day, and he was saying that he's like, oh my God, one day, Valentine's Day, went out to a nice fancy dinner to a restaurant, got some white fish.
Right.
Had it, and then they were in coitus, Valentine's Day coitus.
I can't.
And he was like, I don't feel good.
Oh my God.
I don't feel good. I don't feel good. And he had to just take his dick out of her and get his butt on a toilet.
Oh,
the worst.
Romantic.
I don't even know what to say to that.
But it's, look it up. They tested like several different restaurants in Chicago or something. I think we talked about it on the Jocelyn Hughes podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because some restaurants were calling it something else it turned out to be that. It's a super ugly looking fish as in its fish form, as opposed to sitting on a little pile of rice. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen what it looks like?
I can't remember.
It's a pretty heinous diarrhea
I think
fish.
It's just...
Love it.
I think it just has so much oil. It just races through your system,
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing, though, like, really, if you're constipated, right?
I guess you're right.
When was the last time you had a fish fountain come out of your butthole?
That's true. I don't want it to be fountain.
You don't. I mean, maybe if you're real stopped up.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
But I think it's like Roto-Rooter. But the other
this
thing
is the most we've ever talked about shit on this podcast.
We've done worse. Remember when you had Diana Russo?
We had a pregnant human on it.
Yeah, he talked about it. But I will say that the calorie restriction stuff, though, is when George and I started doing this dessert show and we started having to binge eat for our job, I just was like, that was, I think, when we both realized, like, oh, okay, you can have 5 bites of a donut and not be like, this is the last donut I ever get to eat because I'm dirty. But so then, I think I stopped. That's kind of when I stopped counting calories. That's when I stopped doing weird stuff.
You just like, when do I feel like shit? When I eat this stuff? Great. When do I feel great? When I eat good stuff? Awesome.
Right.
I'm going to do that. Also, when my pants button, I'm happier.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a happy, that's such a healthier way to live.
I really recommend everyone goes.
My version.
I do have a scale, though.
Don't
I know.
Do a scale.
I know you hate scales, but
fuck
there's something
scales.
About it to me that helps.
Really?
So you have sworn off scales and sworn off calorie counting, and it hasn't affected your weight at all?
No. I've maybe gained, you know what? I've gained maybe like 3 pounds, but that's just because I travel so much, I don't run as much.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I used to have so much anxiety about. There was always this fear of like, I have one bad day and then I'm just going to fall down a ravine of obesity for the rest of my life. So everything was really high stakes. Like, oh, should I eat this? Okay. That means because you're fed all this garbage about like every commercial for food with women is like, the good news is you can fall in love with this particular candy bar.
It is like
really fiber.
I did realize recently that it's like, that's what I've been worried about is becoming obese. Like, and then I had this realization that I'm never going to be fat. You know, I might like fluctuate my weight.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be fat.
The anxiety of it fuels a lot of the obsession. That's mm-hmm. the, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think the anxiety of like slipping and you have having to do it right, right. is if you start thinking about it so much. And it's like, you know that thing where it's like, don't think about a white bear mm-hmm. right now. The mm-hmm. first thing you think about is a white bear. You're like, God damn it. So it's like, don't want to eat food. Mm-hmm. Don't want to eat food. And you're like, fuck. Just have some sweet potatoes and some chicken and just shit, you're fine. Like,
I had fried chicken last night from the grocery store.
Get it,
which
girl.
Grocery store?
Vaughn's. Which is a little nicer than, like, let's say Albertsons.
Yes. On the grocery store hierarchy,
right.
it's better than a John's.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
The John's-Vaughn's dichotomy in Los Angeles is a big one.
Because it's the same font.
It's the same font.
Yeah, and yeah. John's is like, John's is a whole other world.
You're not right. fooling anyone, John's.
Yeah.
Let's ask another question.
Okay.
Dieting rant. Now that my stomach's grumbling.
Are you hungry?
I'm hungry.
I bought some healthy snacks. They suck. So.
Talking about, I can't believe it's not butter. Palmed, I can't believe it's not butter.
You know, it's a reality.
I've never had it.
It tastes
actually pretty, it's pretty salty buttery. And kind of good. Yeah, I mean, you can believe it isn't butter. For no second are you fooled. But it becomes its own thing that is kind of good.
What a weird thing to call your product. Yeah. Like, remember when it came out in the, like, was it late 80s, early 90s?
That sounds about right.
And everyone was like, what? This is stupid. And it's like, fucking lasted.
Yeah.
What if they called bikes, I can't believe it's not a car?
Like, it's or like jelly. Like, I can't believe it's not jam. It's just jelly.
If it were like
almond butter, I can't believe it's not peanut butter. Just call it almond butter.
It's such a long name.
Like, women, I can't believe you're not a man.
I met what this really great, I can't believe it's not a man the other day. She was so smart. Everything is I'm incredulous.
Okay,
let's ask you this one.
Okay.
Do you have an internet crush on anyone? Is there anyone who's like, you can't get enough of their Twitter, you love a new Instagram, there's someone who you're like, you always want to check out what they're doing, you like their hair, you think they're...
There's two people.
Okay.
Two people. Do you know Dave Hill? Mm-mm. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
He is one of my favorite people on Twitter. If I'm ever in a bad mood, I wish I remembered this more often if I'm in a bad mood, that just looking at his Twitter feed will put me in a good mood. He's so funny. And his Instagram, he's also really funny on Instagram, and he has a new dog. So there's cute dog pictures.
Oh, I just saw that. He just got it, right?
Yes. And he's like the best guitar player in the world.
He just jammed out on his Instagram.
Yes. He posts these little videos of him playing guitar, and it's all like, like all that crazy stuff.
It's insane.
Up and down the fretboard. Him and, are we doing that? These are platonic internet crushes.
Sure. Yes. I mean,
Chelsea Peretti also.
She is a fucking
They're my favorite Twitter people. Yeah.
She's a treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a force. Did you see her Netflix special?
Yes. I thought it was so funny.
So good. Oh, yeah. Dustin, our producer, was in that being straddled and made out with. So look for that cameo.
Wow.
She's actually got a Feral Audio podcast.
Oh, that's right. Sure you work with her, man with no microphone. I can't believe it's not a woman.
I can't believe it. I have one. I was looking at my phone only to look this up. There's a new one that, so T. Mitchelson, which is a sweet girl on Instagram, got me hip to this new bunny podcast, bunny Instagram.
Like four people tagged me
Can
in the
we
same
talk
week
about this?
Telling me that I need to follow it. And I felt so hard in love.
It's insane. It's called Wally_and_Molly.
Wally and Molly.
And this bunny looks like a dog.
That's
showing
a rabbit.
That's a fucking rabbit.
That's like a Bichon rabbit. That's crazy.
I've never seen a rabbit that looks like this before in my life.
Did they groom the rabbit to look like a dog?
I don't think so.
That's the rabbit is like completely shaved except for insane angora ears.
Oh my God.
I know.
God.
And it has a big nose. It's got a big face.
And it's just thumping around. So check Wally and Molly. I started creeping through their backlog like such a stalker.
And it's got like a great personality. I'm so on the fence about
rabbits
as pets.
Yeah.
I feel like
they don't have a lot of personality
for the most part. But every single person who has had one and has one says, no, they totally do.
Right. I have some friends that have them as well. And they're like, yeah, this one's a bitch. This one's really nice.
Get a cat, bro. They won't try to burrow in your bed.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about trails of Cocoa Puffs everywhere in your house?
Ooh, yeah. Actually, I think this one learned how to use the litter box.
Yeah, they do have litter boxes. I think sometimes they're still accidents, but if they are, it's like, you left an ellipses around, you know, like.
Yeah, it doesn't even smell. Have you seen this chipmunk guy. Can I do another shout out to a fucking...
We, on this podcast, Allison, you should know we shout out a lot of fucked up weird animals on Instagram. Like, what's get enough of them.
Well, I did Osiris and Riff Rat last time.
I just discovered them. Amazing. So
that's a dog and a rat, right?
Yes, that are friends.
Right. I brought that down by reminding people that rats only live for 3 years before they get cancer. Oh. And I'm really sorry.
Here it is. It's called Bikke the Chipmunk, the chip. And it's BIKKE_the_chip. And it's this chipmunk. And I swear to God, all he ever does is stretch. And it's on videos. And it's the cutest thing. And he's just like the chillest little cute rodent. And I love him.
He looks like a cartoon.
I know. You know, the funny thing is both of these have millions like more followers than I'll ever have. And I'm like shouting them out.
But it's good to let people know where to go to if they need to distract themselves from their own lives for like a minute.
We have a dog, but we do not have an Instagram account for our dog. And we know a lot of people with dogs who are like, have you considered getting an Instagram account for Wendy? Sort of. It's almost Wendy. Like, are you putting money away for her college? Like, I don't know. Maybe we'll do it at some point.
Well, I did the cats.
Really?
Because I didn't want to make my Instagram constantly cats.
Right.
Which is like maybe an excuse, but maybe not.
No, that's good.
But do you feel like you have to write in... No. Quote unquote, her voice.
Never. I would never do that.
Okay.
That to me is
a lot of people do.
Weird. I know. And I don't like it.
And it's the same things over and over again. Like most dogs hate Mondays, apparently, because it's always a picture of the dog in the bed, like Mondays again.
Oh my God.
They like to put their tongue out on Tuesday.
Oh boy.
They are excited about Friday. They all want belly rubs and treats, mom.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's always the mom thing.
I
like,
would never do that.
Mom hates it when I find the clean laundry, but I love it. And you're like, whoa, scale back.
Someone doesn't want to get out of bed today, making Mondays. Me want to stay home from work just to cuddle with you.
Do people do that for their kids' Instagrams? Are they like,
no.
Mom,
I don't think so.
Where'd that nipple be?
No. Do you think do they have Instagrams that they make for their children?
I don't know, because then is it just like, if they are, they're probably private. Because I don't think you want to advertise.
I follow people who put their kids on their Instagram, but it's not the kids' Instagram.
I think when you start a social media account for a human being that can't talk for itself, that's when it starts getting oppressive.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just an animal, it's like... But also, if it's an animal, dude, you can sell calendars, you can sell shirts, you can retire on that shit.
How do you
I know a dog, and its mom, that made socks for their dog. Like, you put the two socks, it's actually really cute, Abby Bella Cavalier. This is a cute one, so everyone should follow her. When you put the two feet together, it's the dog's face.
Oh.
I don't know how they did it.
Yeah. Are they selling a lot of socks?
I haven't checked on their returns, but I think so. I know it was for like a limited time, and I think a portion of it went to charity.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's since the real estate bubble burst and everyone's investment homes went under, I feel like the new investment strategy is like adopt a fucked up looking dog.
Yes.
Or pet of any kind.
Right, with a tongue hanging out.
Right.
Or get an adorable pet and something that doesn't belong with it and another adorable pet that
would
never...
merchandise. Like, we can't rely on plastics for investment. We can't buy real estate yet.
Yeah, Bitcoin is confusing.
Right.
Just get a fucking
cute animal.
Some kind of weird mix of a dog.
Hope it pans out.
Or get two...
Well, I have something controversial to say.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring any hate into my world any more than there already is.
All positive.
Is.
It's a safe space.
I don't think Toast Meets World is that cute. Are you familiar with this dog?
Yes.
What's his name?
Toast Meets World.
No.
It's this. Where
Tuna melts my heart. I love that one.
Love Tuna.
But Toast Meets World is this. I think it's a. Is it a cavalier?
It's a spaniel of sorts.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of reddish. And its tongue is really long and hangs outside of its mouth. And I'm sure it's a wonderful dog with a great story. I think it's probably like a puppy mill rescue or something. But I don't have the fervor for Toast Meets World that everyone seems
Why?
To.
Why? What is it that bothers you about it?
It's overrated.
It's also, I think the guy who does the fat Jewish that's the dad of
it. Oh, really?
So
then there's another dog too, Toast Sister. And that dog always Instagrams about how it sucks to always be in the shadows.
Oh, that's sad.
Jesus.
That plumbs some interesting emotional issues, though. Like, what? Yeah.
For
what if?
Who, though?
What if you've got one pet that's like only got one eye and it's got like a tail that goes on like crooked, and then you've got a perfectly normal cat that's like, I use the litter box. I come in here. I never keep you up at night.
Yeah.
But all you Instagram is
I kind of have that because I'm obsessed with Elvis.
You're a cross-eyed Siamese
but
cat.
Mimi is like this. everyone loves Mimi, and I love her too, but she keeps me up. And but I did get an email from a shitty cat food company recently that was like, hey, we want to use part of the video that you put up on YouTube for our commercial.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And if it gets chosen, we'll maybe give you $300.
Oh, wow.
It's like, fuck you.
Keep your social media contests away and just bring real cash.
I put this shit up because...
And was it a cat food that's like the worst grade? Like it's probably... Is it made out of like prisoners?
It's made out of... yes. It's, I would never,
that's like gluten and dead prisoners,
dead gluten-free prisoners. And then they put gluten in. I would never feed my cats this. They would die.
Is it a John's brand?
It's John's brand cat food.
You should feed them Escalar. I can't believe it's not Butterfish. That's what you should call it.
Yeah. Do you ever, when you're, well, probably not with cat food, but occasionally with dog food, when I open the bag, I'm like, it doesn't smell that bad.
I've heard someone recently talk about wanting to eat cat food that smells good.
Really? Okay.
And have you ever taken a bite of dog food?
No, I never have, but there are these treats that we give her. And on the bag, it says only 3 calories per treat. And I think I'm not counting her calories yet. Like, I don't know if that's good or bad for a dog treat, but I look at them and I think one day I will taste one of those to see what it tastes like.
Yeah. A little
probably,
nibble.
Probably not going to die.
No.
No.
Probably not going to die.
Probably not bad.
But I mean, a little Splenda on that. Yeah.
I know. A couple it's spritzes.
A couple spritzes. A little frosting layer. Yeah. Hey, do you have any ghost stories?
Now, by ghost stories, do you mean scary stories that I heard as a young person that are ghost stories or like encounters with the occult?
Like, have you seen a ghost?
Have you ever been in a haunted place?
Or did you ever get a vibe from a place like, oh, shit, I got to get out
of
here?
Do you believe in aliens? Aliens work, too.
I don't.
Intuition?
I saw a ghost last week.
Where?
Kind of.
Come on, where?
Yeah, where?
Do you need a minute to think of a good story?
Yeah.
Tell the story, Ellie.
Okay. I didn't tell you this. I was saving it for the PCAST.
Oh my God. Well, here we are.
Everyone who listens to this knows that Georgia doesn't believe in ghosts, even though she sees them. I've never seen a ghost, but I'm open to possibility that we don't quite understand
she
what happens with energy
it's
fields.
So hard and a scared shitless life.
Just am open to the possibility that we don't know things.
Okay.
Like, we still, there's so much we don't
know. I agree. It's fair. I'm just a fucking cynic.
Well, okay. So, I had to go to Prescott, Arizona last week. And apparently it's spelled Prescott, but it's pronounced Prescott. And
I never would have known that.
What the
fuck,
Houston, right?
Houston.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So, I guess you have to say Prescott when you're... Anyway, we stayed in this hotel. It was built in 1929. Ooh. There was a woman who was jilted by her husband of 3 days. He left to go get cigarettes, never came back. She hung herself off of the balcony on the side of the street. So everyone in 1929 Prescott, Arizona was like watching her corpse sway. And she's like, he's never coming back. She could have just like, nowadays you just like check their Twitter and be like.
That is in your face suicide. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. So she just didn't know where he went. She couldn't
what
check up on him.
What if he like was like, oh, I got lost and came back like right afterwards.
I know. Seriously.
Why would she do that?
She
Honey,
could just text
your life
him.
Is worth so much more than the shitty dude that you were married to for 3 days. Isn't it sucky that back then it was like, that's it?
Yeah.
You know that women weren't allowed, women who were married, it was a law that they actually weren't allowed to work outside of the home?
I don't know.
Until
that.
Like the 70s, 60s or 70s?
Well, remember we've talked on this podcast, you weren't allowed to be a stewardess in like the 70s or something if you were married.
Right.
Because they're like, we'd like you to be sexually available just in case. Anywho's all.
Yeah.
So I stayed.
Okay, yeah, sorry, go on.
So we're rolling. Me and my producer are rolling. I was there shooting Innovation Nation, not at the hotel, but somewhere else. We roll up and she's like, oh, P.S., this place is this cool haunted hotel. And I was like, oh, all right. So
your dream and nightmare.
Yeah. So we check in and they're like, oh, yeah, Ghost Hunters has been here, like have been whatever. So I check in. I'm like already terrified. And I was ironing. And all of a sudden, I thought someone walked through the door, and I thought it was my producer for some reason who was staying on a different floor. And but it was a shadow that looked like it came at me.
Oh my God!
And I, like, gasped, totally freaked out. Then okay, there was nothing there. And then I went. There are two doors in the hotel room, and that door was unlocked, which was weird because I just checked in and I hadn't walked through that door. So that door was just straight up unlocked. But I saw a shadow come through.
Whoa!
Here's the thing. Oh, and also that same night, above me. Same room, but above me on the fourth floor where the hanging took place. My producer.
How did you took place above you?
Do they advertise this?
Yes. Like people are like Prescott, the.
Holy shit.
It's called the Hiawampa Womp Womp Inn. I forget. Mm-hmm. But my producer was like listening to Pandora when she got in her place and the songs kept skipping ahead. Like.
Like the ghost didn't enjoy what she was listening to.
Yeah, like the ghost like, fuck Coldplay. Like,
fuck Katy Perry, Pink. Radio sucks.
Yeah.
Ghost, you're using all my skips.
Yeah. How do we, right? She's like, you're going to make me listen to stupid ads for like Poise period pads or something. But okay. Anyway, so, but I think it's possible that the dark figure that walked toward me through the unlocked door was also my shadow.
My God.
I think it was maybe my shadow and they just didn't lock that door. But I was very scared and it's a very haunted place.
I mean, reasonably.
And can I tell you, the day before we recorded our last podcast with Bonnie McKee, who talked about haunted hotel rooms.
That's true. So probably you were probably like poised and ready.
I was poised, padded, and ready.
Poised, padded, and ready.
Allison, what do you think?
So I'm sort of in between you guys because I don't believe any of it, but I also feel like, well, there's so much we don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't believe any of it, but I'm really frightened by it. Like, I can't do horror movies at all. And it's not serial killer. Well, that scares me, but it's mostly the supernatural stuff that scares the crap out of me, even though I don't believe in it. So I don't know why there's that discrepancy. But my brother got married at the Stanley Hotel. I think that's what it's called in Colorado, where The Shining was like set.
Yes.
And I was sort of freaked out to be there, but I didn't see anything. And I feel like if I was going to see something, I was at a haunted hotel then, sure. So I should have. But there is one weird thing that happened to me that I still don't understand how. It was years ago, a friend of mine had committed suicide. I was pretty deeply in mourning for a while, and I was at a grocery store. It was Gelson's, since okay. We are naming names.
Grocery store episode.
And I was walking around, and I wish I could remember why I was like, I want to buy... You know what? Maybe it was Ralph's. I want to buy a candle and light a candle and like try to say good... Like have some kind of ceremony and try to say goodbye. But I'm also an incredibly indecisive person, so I'll spend forever picking... Like even just trying to... figure out what kind of birthday candles to buy or something. I can really go to town, like taking forever to choose. And I look down and I swear this happened. In my basket, there was a red candle.
What?
In the basket. And I feel like maybe I myself put it in there and I just don't have a memory of it. Like, maybe I was just so distracted.
I don't know. That sounds so weird.
It makes no sense to me. That's the only thing like that that has happened to me where I'm like, I do not understand how that happened.
Did you take it home and light it? You were like, this is the candle then.
No, I think I put it back.
Oh my God.
It was like such an obvious sign. And you were like, but it smells like pine and I hate pine.
No.
That is hilarious. I love it.
I need to go.
Did you ever get a candle?
No, I think I was too freaked out by what happened.
Yeah, that does make sense.
And I was like, maybe I won't get a candle,
What if it was a demon candle?
Right.
And it was bait. Yeah.
Did you say it was you?
No, it was bait. Oh, no, like they were like...
Bait.
Oh, bait, yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't know. What if I thought it was my friend and it was someone else?
It could have been. You guys, so many explanations.
Do you know in the Catholic Church, you can light a candle and say a prayer and then, you know, like... God will grant you a wish, like to, you know, get you a cool car, or, like cure pancreatic
that
cancer.
Is not a thing.
But you have to pay to you do the candle.
As
and
a how
Jewish
much?
Person, I for, it's weird as fuck to me. She took me to her where she used to go to church. I almost said temple. The cathedral my parents got
and
married
I thought
at.
I was going to burst into flames when I walked through the door. It was just like
there's statues everywhere. I was like, I've been going since I was a kid, and there's just like, oh yeah, there's statues with there's bloody. Like, you know, bloody hands and this is a weeping virgin statue. Like you've never seen one of these before, like in this big dark hollow room. Oh. But yeah, in order to light a candle to make your wish to God, you have to, they have prices and it's like small candles are $1, big ones are
small
10.
Wishes, big wishes.
Pretty like much.
How much do you really want this wish to come through?
And he pays attention to the bigger candles.
To the bigger ones. But the funniest part of it is they actually have a machine where it takes a dollar bill like a Pepsi machine
and it dispenses it's like not on, like it trusts you to take the one.
No,
you
it's
pay
an
for.
Electronic candle. So you feed the dollar in and then you press a button and a light, and I don't know when the light goes out. I don't know how long it goes for.
Oh,
but
my
it is
God.
Like couldn't be more transactional.
Wow. It's there so should good. Be an app.
There should be an app.
That is a great idea.
It's like
actually.
Select your wish. Anyway, but that's
actually. Should we do fuck that?
Oh, I do have a question, though, for both of you guys. Because, Georgia, you had a blog called Georgia is Your Friend. Mm-hmm. Your email is similar to that.
Georgia's Your Friend.
And Allison Rosen is your new best friend. And I was curious.
We want to be everyone's friend.
Yeah.
I know. I was curious about the psychology of having that as part of, like, your brand. Is that...
Well, it's overcompensating for being a total bitch,
totally,
obviously.
Totally.
Do you think so?
I think so, too.
I was joking.
Oh.
I don't think so, either.
I think there's a little bit of I'm friendly, you know, like a little bit of like a convincing other people that like you're someone that they should be friends with. For me, for Georgia as your friend.
Okay.
It also sounded good. I thought.
I
had a live journal at the time, so it was like I was
live journal.
Like 19.
I did love that your blog was also subtititled Georgia, the state that I am in.
The state that I am in. Do you like get it? Because my name is a state, and I'm also like in a state constantly.
I loved it.
Yes.
Gotta resurrect that.
For me, I was in New York, and I was doing a talk show on Ustream every week. And initially, I called it either it was like the Allison Rosen Experiment or the Allison Rosen Show. And I was like, I need to spruce up this name. But what should I call it? And all of a sudden, Allison Rosen is your new best friend just popped into my head. And I think I tweeted something like, you know, what do you guys think of that? And the response was really good. So I decided to just go with it. There wasn't really much. It kind of just popped into my head fully formed. And there wasn't a lot of thought behind it.
It's a great
I just liked title. It. And I do want my show to be friendly and welcoming and a safe space and a place where people can talk openly and like a hug for someone who needs a hug. So
aww.
I feel like it's like that.
you don't want like you want the banter to be like immediately we're connecting.
Comfortable.
You don't
want
to talk about that. So tell me about your new movie and how was it? What did you feel?
So you, but what it's like saying? An invitation. It's almost like an open door.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you're like, instead of being like, knock on the door, see what's behind. It's like, door's open. Come in. By the way, side note, I left the door open before you got here so that you could find which
apartment
it was. But I also left the door open to pee when Georgia was the only one here. So I realized sitting on the toilet peeing that I could see out into my hallway. And it was horrifying. But I'm curious about that. I think that's interesting because you guys are both like, I don't know a lot of people that have that.
That's a good
but
question.
That is
interesting.
My blog would be Allie's not good enough to be your friend. No, that's, but probably, no, you know what? I'm fine. And now I'm in a weird.com.
At GeoCities.
Yeah.
I'm not even good enough for fucking WordPress.
And this website probably sucks, but I mean, it's not the worst website.
And I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. Oh.
But, okay, so should we do Fuck That?
Let's do Fuck That. Fuck That is how we end the show. It's one thing we love so much we want to fuck, and one thing we hate so much we're like, fuck that. We're going to start with what we hate so we can end on a good, happy note.
Yeah. So a thing that you want to fuck right off.
Mm.
Something you, a pet
let's
peeve.
End. Let's, what do you, what's yours, Allie?
Okay, my thing that I want to fuck right off. Okay.
How are you doing right
NBC
there?
NBC is streaming shows now, and their player sucks, and it pisses me off.
Is your show on it?
No, but I was trying to watch. People keep talking about Aquarius, and I'm like, oh, I'll watch this.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah, and I tried to watch it, and it was like AOL videos from 2005, where I was like it buffered forever. And if you try and skip around to anything like, oh, you know what, I'm going to go back
on demand
30 seconds,
that too.
It shows you 45 minutes worth of commercials, but it keeps stopping in the middle because it's buffering.
Yeah.
And so it's really like 3 hours of commercials to watch like a 51 minute show. And I'm like, NBC, I get that you're getting into the streaming game, but like,
can you collect your
shit together for one moment before you show your face to the world?
Yeah. Like, ask about user interface. Is that a thing?
I'm like, Netflix has got this. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Netflix has got it.
You're NBC.
Down.
Anyway, so I tried to watch Aquarius, but I don't know. All I can tell you is that the Prilosec is a great medicine because I watched 10 ads for it. Anyway, what do you hate, Jordan?
I hate that I just found out that I live in a small apartment building, and one of the 8 apartments in my building, I found out, has been rented out by this girl for an Airbnb for the past fucking year. And she's charging less than $100 a night. So, and it's up to 3 people or more. Mm-hmm. So just fucking strangers. That's cheap as fuck. That's not a classy person staying in that place. That's how we need to come out here, and we're running from the law. Let's split $100 for this
it's
place.
Like Robert Durst flop house.
Exactly. So I fucking told on them.
Who'd you tell?
I told the fucking property managers.
Nice.
I am a dick and I don't care.
No, do it.
Also, I really want my friends to move into that unit, so fuck you. Get
You're
out
like,
there.
I'm going to evict this girl who doesn't even live here anymore. But you found it on Airbnb? Like, did you see how much they were renting it for?
Yep.
How are the pictures?
Pictures
are
beautiful.
Nicer? Are they nicer than real life?
That place does not look like that. They don't mention that it's like backed up against a fucking carport.
Wait, how did you realize just from the other people coming
because
in and out?
Three tourists, clearly tourists, were walking up the, and I kept seeing people who were like, that didn't, wasn't her. Mm-hmm. And finally, like two nights ago, we saw like three Japanese tourists walking into the apartment, three girls, and we're like, this is shady.
Did they have cameras around their necks?
No. Was that,
were they asking you for the Hollywood
They were time? Japanese girls and they were clearly tourists.
Like from Japan.
Yeah.
If I saw three German dudes in like tank tops, whenever you see like three guys with too good of skin, you're like, oh, number one, you're German and two, you're a tourist.
Yeah. So I fucking told, I don't need them people bringing bed bugs and fucking.
I don't need them people bringing bed bugs.
Bullshit.
Yeah, no.
Also,
you can't
I want
Matt
Dwyer
get
to move
bugs.
In there, so.
Yeah, get Matt Dwyer.
Okay.
Our friend Matt Dwyer.
Allison, what do you hate?
I have three. Can I whittle it down to two?
You can say all of them
okay.
if you want. Yeah. I have another thing I hate.
All right.
Let's go, guys.
Google Drive can go fuck itself right now. I like it for the most part. However, just recently, there was a folder in a shared folder. And I was trying to move the folder out of the shared folder and into my drive. And I did that. And now the folder's gone. Everything's gone. And it just says that I restricted my access to it. Like, I took myself off of it, but I can't find it.
Oh.
And it's just a whole mess. I don't know where it is, and I'm trying to find out. And also, sending an email to any kind of support can go fuck itself because I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah.
I'll just Google forever. I'll Google my question over and over
You'll
to try
ask
to find.
Ask Google, how do I fucking fix you, Google?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's like being Google's therapist. Yeah. Google, how can I help you?
How can I reach you?
What's the other thing?
Oh, the other thing is, this is like a super show busy one, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know when you're on some kind of panel show and there's one person who is monopolizing and you cannot get a word in edgewise, or you could, but in order to get a word in, you have to really like crowbar your way in there and you feel like an asshole. I hate that show business rewards that one super loud monopolizer, because in that kind of situation, you walk away, and if it's, let's say it's a TV thing, it's like people are just like, oh, why didn't you say more? And you're like, no, you don't understand. So it's like the person who is super obnoxious and keeps turning the focus back to them and won't let anyone else talk is the one that everyone remembers and you know, oh, they nailed it. So I hate that people are rewarded for being assholes. And
narcissism.
I also feel like,
it's like narcissism
yes.
is rewarded in Hollywood.
Yeah. So I don't know.
It's like evolutionary almost, like you dominated.
Right.
Yeah. Survival of the loudest.
Right. And it's like I've learned that lesson before, especially with any sort of live TV thing. Like I've learned the lesson that you really – no one's going to appreciate that you let them talk and that you are quiet. But just recently I did a thing where I kind of got trampled by a hurricane of a human. And
I want to know who it is so bad.
And I walked out of there being like, fuck, like I knew, you know, Allison, you know that you have to push back and get in there. But I just like just didn't do it because I just am sort of over those situations. But I feel like I can't be over them. So tell that whole thing.
Well, you said something interesting in it, though. You were like, I don't want to interrupt them because I'm an asshole. Then I'm an asshole. And it's like, well, why are you the asshole? You're not like it's such a narrative that women especially tell ourselves. It's like, I don't want to interrupt because I don't want to be an asshole.
Yes.
Well, it's like the fact that they're not giving you a chance to speak makes them the asshole.
Yeah. Right.
Or no one's an asshole. You just it's like.
Did you see that Amy Schumer episode recently where there's a panel of female scientists?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen
it's
it yet.
It's amazing. Yeah, all they do is apologize.
Right.
Just consistently, which is super funny because it's just, a panel of like women, like achievement awards and it's everyone's like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
So good. And
it's very true.
Blow up.
Right. This was a situation where it was other women and I was thinking that if it had been men, I think I would be more comfortable butting in. But because it was women, I'm like, we're going to be cool with each other, right?
That makes sense.
Yes. And then we weren't.
You have to see this episode of Amy Schumer. You'll die.
That totally makes sense. I think I would be more,
more.
Because dudes would be like, fuck you. I'm going to do this. But ladies, except if you're a dick. I know.
Yeah, I think if you're around guys, you do want to prove yourself a little
right.
bit. Like, I'm no wilting flower, but around other women, you're like, you have
we're
a pack.
Gonna do
like,
this.
We're all going to be wilting flowers, right? which sucks. Yeah, there's no adversary other than just like
I love it.
A loud person. I definitely talk more when I'm nervous, which sucks in those situations because I'm like.
Yeah, that's something to remember too. Is like they might be waiting, hoping, and waiting you'll butt in because they want to stop talking and don't know how to.
That's true. And I should have done her a favor by cutting her off.
And for me too, it's like I am so scared of awkward silences that I don't wait and let someone else bring up a topic. I think it's my responsibility and I'm learning that it's not. And if I just shut the fuck up for a second, someone else will bring up a topic and it's fine.
Well, I think Allison, what's your birth order? Youngest, oldest, only?
I have a younger sister. And I have two older half brothers.
Oh.
So, but they're 11 years older than I am, so oldest, basically.
You're the kind of oldest. Yeah. I think the youngest tend to try to fill gaps I think the older are used to having a crazy fucking magpie to fill the silence
that
than being
sense.
Like having to hold down the fort. And youngest is like,
you and I, Allie.
A little bit.
Let's end on Allison's love.
Okay.
Allie, what do you love?
Oh, you know what? You know how like you don't download albums anymore? You just like buy a track and you're like, and you listen to it 10 times. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that was fun. And then you're like, I don't have a soundtrack for seasons. Like, I don't have a summer soundtrack. I downloaded an album on spec, not knowing if it was going to be good. And I am obsessed with it.
What if
and
it's
I'm like,
the one?
I have a summer soundtrack.
What
now.
If it's My Love? Because I have a. Mine is an album.
Oh my God. Really?
What if it
yours
is?
Isn't. We both have albums?
Yeah, which is like
that's
not
so
normal for me because you know I fucking
can't
stand music.
Yeah, because sometimes it's like I like celery soda and I like plucking my knee hairs or something.
Let's say the band at the same time. I'm going to count to three.
It's not a band.
Oh. Is it a song?
No, it's just a person.
It's an artist.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's not it. That would have been fun. Let me just try and say it anyways. Ready? One, two, three. Frank Sinatra. No.
Okay. Frank Sinatra's not a band.
No, I'm kidding. No, I was trying to guess who your singer was. Clearly, it's not Frank Sinatra.
Did you Soundgarden, right?
Just kidding.
Allie, did you even say one?
No, it was Ingrid Michaelson.
Oh.
So I heard that she was really funny on the Nerdist podcast, and so I listened to it, and she was hilarious and hysterical, and she's playing the Greek Theater here up the street June 11th, but I'm going to be out of town. But I just downloaded her latest album called Lights Out, just being like, hope this isn't a waste of $11.99 or whatever. And it's dope, and I've listened to it a bazillion times, and I like it. She's
awesome.
Kind of like poppy, singery songwriter. Anyway, it's really good. If anyone's looking for a summer jam album, listen to it and then tweet at us and let me know if you like it. We would love to get her on the podcast, but she kind of nailed it on Nerdist. So
you're like, we don't need
she
this.
She doesn't need to come on this. What's yours?
Well, right, because you just do one podcast and then you're done.
You're done.
You make cover everything. You cover it all. I don't want it to be a band because I feel then it's all music centric. But fuck
it. No, that's great. Our cycles are synced.
Our likes are like cycles. I really like the new album by My Morning Jacket called Waterfall.
Oh,
it's a like two or three listen and then you're obsessed kind of album.
Okay, I'm gonna get it.
But it's on the second or third listen, it's like you can't get it out of your mind.
Okay,
do it.
All right, I'll get that. I'm going to get that.
You should.
I heard him on an NPR thing where he's like, he wanted to make the sound as shitty as possible. He's like, I want it to sound like one take from the 70s. Yeah. Like, I don't want it to be polished.
It's great songwriting.
Okay.
I'm going to get both of those out.
Get them.
Mine is, I never watched 6 Feet Under way back when.
I'm jealous of you.
Just watching it for the first time now. And I'm obsessed.
I'm so jealous that you get to watch it brand new.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. Oh, you should. Daniel, my husband, had been telling me for a while because I, you know, anytime I would lament like, oh, damn it, Mad Men just ended or this show just ended. And he would be like, someday you've got to get into 6 Feet Under. I think you would really like it.
I get that with The Wire, too, when I'm just like,
people,
someday.
I've heard The Wire's hard, kind of hard to get into, though, for a while. But 6 Feet Under, I was hooked right away.
I'm so jealous of you guys. I've watched the whole series like two or three times.
How do you feel? Wow. How does it make you feel about death? Because I'm scared of death myself.
Yes. I'm no fan of death.
Okay.
But I think that actually maybe is why I stayed away from it back in the day. Because like I mentioned with, you know, having lost a friend and I've lost some people in my life. So I think that I've always felt like death is a little too close. So I didn't want to watch something about it. But now it's not triggering anything really. I like it. I mean, it definitely has its sad moments. There was an episode, actually just an episode that I saw recently where a kid died and I was like, oh, we're not going, or I don't want it to go there. I don't want that. And that one was sad. But for the most part, it's, it's death kind of remains in a very fictional universe.
It's almost whimsical.
And yes.
It's whimsical without happy, like whimsical depressed, but like it's playful. Does that make
playfully
sense?
Playfully terrifying.
Playfully it's melancholy. Terrifying. It's whimsically, okay. It's melancholy whimsical.
It's like, it's okay. Dark comedy.
Okay.
But it's not, I have not felt disturbed by it.
Should I treat it like a pharmaceutical and like try the first episode and then see if I have side effects?
Yeah.
Of terrifying, like terrified of deathness?
Actually, the more I think about it, knowing you, I don't know if you should watch it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm kind of like, where would Allie be in life? Like, what would she be like when she picked me up after watching four episodes?
Right?
In like one night of, and I'm like, she's not going to be a happy person.
No, I think I'm constantly like struggling to keep it light, Ward. Where I'm like, I can't, Georgia can watch all the true crime ever forever. Mm. And granted, it doesn't do wonders for your anxiety levels.
No.
But you do it with, like, I can't even watch a little bit of it because I'm just like,
I didn't watch True Detective.
Did you? No.
Yeah. It was good, and then I didn't like it anymore.
I don't know.
Watch Game of Thrones anymore.
Oh, I never watched that.
I had to check out of that one.
I've never seen... You guys have never seen Mad Men? I've never seen Lost. I've never
what
seen...
What do you watch?
Breaking Bad. I didn't have for like 7 years, and I just was like... I didn't have one because I started in journalism, and I was like, I will get a TV after this deadline.
Yeah.
And then I'd have another deadline. But you know what? I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it after this one. Mm-hmm. And then that went on for like... the better part of a decade, and now I'm culturally irrelevant.
I didn't watch Lost either.
Okay.
But I did watch Breaking Bad.
Every single thing you've mentioned.
And it was good.
I could watch Lost or Breaking Bad and be not suicidally depressed.
I think you'd like Lost.
Okay. I mean, I love beaches. I love jungles.
Yeah. I think you'd like Lost. I don't know about Breaking Bad if you'd like that. You might get... Because when I watched it too, I was a little like... Why is he being such a dick? Like, I was kind of like, just divorce him. It wasn't like, I get why he's being a complete shithead.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate his quote unquote struggle, you know?
I feel like the better part of the last decade in TV is like, just the fucked up protagonist, man. Mm,
yeah.
He's a real fuck up.
Yeah.
But you kind of gotta love him. Like, since The Sopranos.
Like, I would never date a fuck up like that. If my boyfriend were acting up like these motherfuckers, I would dump them.
Is that because he had cancer? You'd reject him as soon as he found out he had cancer.
Yeah, I mean, I know when someone loves their healthy.
It's not the meth problem, but it's just like, oh my gosh.
Like, gross.
Terrible.
Allison, tell everyone where they can find you.
Oh, well, you can find my podcast at AllisonRosen.com or on iTunes or all the other places that podcasts are. And on Twitter, I'm at Allison Rosen and Instagram at Allison Rosen.
Yay!
1L.
1L.
No underscores.
Right. Nope. Just Allison Rosen, AllisonRosen.
I'm so, when you started spelling it, my brain was immediately like WARD because I've spelled Allison Ward so many times. I was like, no, you got that last part.
I can't write the name George without turning into Georgia.
I interviewed Rose McGowan years ago when I was working at Time Out New York, and I kept like the transcription and I think even the article, it kept saying Rosen McGowan.
Oh my God.
I can't type Rose without writing the N.
I did that writing about World War II and it made it to press it said World War II.
That is hilarious.
It's an Easter egg. I love it.
I know. But I remember like actually seeing it in newsprint being like, you guys,
well, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so fun to see you talking in three dimensions because I'm so used to hearing you only right. your voice. You guys, sorry, listeners, you don't get that, but we got all three dimensions. Thank you again so much for being on. You can find us at Allie and Georgia on Twitter.
ALIE.
Yeah, and if you like this podcast, subscribe and rate it.
If you tell a friend too.
Yeah, tweet about it.
Yeah.
You bitches.
We're Allie and Georgia. Thanks for listening. Feral Audio. Yay.
Gonna draw a dick on y'all face. Feral Audio.